How's everyone doing?
Good.
Doing all right.
First practice out there.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of stuff went in, pretty hectic. You got, pretty much everybody out there is fresh and, a lot of new things going on. So I think that being said, we have pretty good energy today. A lot of people were running around, moving around, getting used to the altitude and whatnot. I thought it was a pretty good practice in terms of, just kind of energy and emotion. I'm kind of playing wherever right now. We only have seven guys, for mini camp. So, wherever we need people, we play. A lot of reps for a lot of guys. So wherever, wherever I get plugged, I play. Sorry, was that?
The helmet on, but the jersey on, and finally set in.
Yeah. I think throwing the jersey on and kind of walking out and realizing that you're in football gear, when you're wearing the Broncos jersey and putting the helmet on, it's pretty real and it kind of hits home.
How ready are you to block for a quarterback like
Peyton
Manning?
Yeah, I'm extremely ready. Obviously, there's a process and a path that needs to be taken to get in a place to where, I can compete for that job. Just kind of learning the system and learning the people and, kind of taking it day by day and, worrying about the now.
With everything that's been thrown at you so far as playbook technique and all that stuff, how steep do you think the learning curve is going to be for you?
I don't think it'll be too bad. A lot of it's the same stuff that we ran up at CSU. A lot of outside zone. So it's a lot of the same, technique and ideas, it's just different verbiage. So I think, kind of learning the new language will take a little bit, but once that kicks in, it'll be pretty easy.
Did you used to study the schemes last year when you're playing at CSU and you watched the Broncos games? And it's a different coaching staff now, but did you remember?
Yeah, as a college tackle, I used to always just kind of watch tackles play. In any kind of scheme, you just kind of watch what they do and, pick up what they do well and look at what they, could do better and kind of go from there. So I didn't really watch scheme as much as I did, personnel.
Have you settled in? Are you at a hotel or are you on the place?
Yeah, we're at the Hyatt House. All the rookies are over there. And at this point, it doesn't really matter. We just need a place to, put our heads down and go to sleep at night when we're in between playbooks.
You still have your lease up in Fort Collins?
No, I do not anymore.
Did you give any of the guys advice on how to deal with the altitude?
I told them, it'll take a few days. You just got to suck it up and know that, it'll get better.
Do they give you the full playbook right away or just bits and pieces at this point?
We have installs for each practice of minicamp, but, we kind of maybe work a practice ahead, and just kind of glance ahead to get what we're going to install day by day, but it's not installed all at once.
Saying you guys had a chance, or at least he met Peyton yesterday. Did you
guys cross paths? Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were in the cafeteria, came up and, said hi and said he's excited to get to work. And, that's a future Hall of Famer, and, it's exciting to be in the same building as him.
Have you heard at all about what it's like to be a teammate of him? Have any of the other offensive linemen maybe clued you in a little bit about?
I haven't really heard anything in specific. I heard he really appreciates offensive linemen. Not a bad guy to block for.
Have you ever been here, like, to camp for any reason?
No, I have not. This is my first time in Doe Valley. Anything else? All right, have a good one, guys.